Good evening, Boston. I'm Nadav, and you're listening to Phoning It In on WMBR, the show where every week we have a new guest phoning it in from somewhere else to play music for you. Tonight, Michael from the Caribbean. Mike? Hello? Mike?
Yes.
Hey, there you are.
I'm here.
How you doing?
I am fine. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you? Oh, I just asked that.
I'm still good.
Yeah. So, you're from the Caribbean. The band, not the place, I don't think.
No.
And
I mean, no, the band.
Yeah. And where are you right now?
I'm at my office in Washington, D.C. I'm at work. My wife kicked me out because she's working on her master's thesis, so I'm doing this here.
Well, we've had a couple of people phone in from their offices. I always feel bad making people go back to work after they've finished.
That ain't going to happen. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, yeah, what can you describe your settings beyond that? Are you at your desk?
I'm at my desk. I got my computer in front of me. I got my guitar in my lap. I got a phone in front of me. We got a decent working speakerphone, so I can actually talk and or play in a fluid manner.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a typical office in Washington, D.C. It's nothing fancy.
All right. Do you want to try playing a song or two?
Yeah, sure. I will. I'm going to play a couple songs from an EP we put out a couple years ago called William of Orange. And the first two songs are from that record. The only way the teletype gets out, for the bounty of my merciful soul, I'm the one who has the code, all the way from Vinegar Road, in brown paper. And he's dead, so we're gonna have to make contact ourselves. Tuesday, I'm William of Orange, a name I got from asthma attacks as a boy. It's my secret, you can have it, which money's yours, yours you can keep, so settle down. When I got to operations, I figured I was bulletproof to sound. Through the years, I've been scared to disappear. An observable mutation, that guy's a piece of work, he's going down. 15 seconds, cause I timed it. My position hasn't changed, cause it's my town.
Yeah, sounds great, I think.
Cool.
Real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Any listeners want to call up, tell us how it sounds? Number is 617-253-8810. Just throwing that out there.
Be gentle. All right, here's another song while we're at it. In a black chair, and wonder if they took your kids. or let them cry their eyes out. Wrapped in a sheet made of white flannel, wires in your hair, a stroboscopic shade of red, your narrative just dies out. On a Saturday, all the soft and sympathetic shrubs, everyone has theirs, but thing at the end.
I liked it.
Yeah. And
what were those two songs called?
Well, the first one was William of Orange, and the second one was The Night Panel. And those are actually, I think, the bookend songs on that EP.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and they're in the same tuning, so they go together nicely. So the, yeah. One of the big things in our set, I get a lot of tuning changes, which is just fun for everyone.
Well, the speakerphone really works well, I guess. For that, and the consensus of the listenership was that the sound is loud and clear, sounds great.
Right.
And someone wanted to know where you're from originally.
I grew up outside of Washington D.C. I grew up in Maryland, Montgomery County,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a native of Chicago.
Gotcha.
My family goes. I'm a Midwesterner in temperament, mm-hmm. but East Coast most of my life.
Yep.
I'm looking to change tunings here. And feel free to ask me anything. I'm just
Sure. Do you want to talk about the upcoming album a little bit?
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea. We're just finishing up the 99% done with the mix down. We're going to do a couple overdubs this weekend, and then we're done working with Chad Clark at Silver Sonja. He's produced a lot of Dismemberment Plan. He is in Beauty Pill and was in Smart and Crazy. He's sort of an extra member of the band because he really helps us kind of shape our stuff. We're just finishing that up. We don't really have a title yet. It'll probably come out in the spring on Home Tapes, which is a label that put out our last two records. They're actually in Boulder, Colorado, and they're great. They're really, really nice people, and they're artists, so it's kind of cool to work with them. And, we're very excited about the record, and hopefully everybody will be upon hearing it. And
will you be touring after that?
We'll be going out periodically, yeah. I mean, well, basically, I think what we're going to do is build a small tour around South by Southwest, which is in Austin in March, because there's going to be a label showcase then. We'll play that and then try to get around the South a little bit, and then, you know, maybe late spring, summer, hit some Midwest stuff. I mean, we all have day jobs, and we all, you know, one of the guys in the band has a family, so we get out when we can, you know, and make the most of, you know, we'll do a West Coast tour for 2 weeks, and then we'll come home, and then we'll go out for another week up in Canada or something, and then come home, you know, so it's...
Right.
Yeah, we don't go out for 3 months. We would all be divorced by now, probably. Yeah. So, those of us who are married. And it's kind of odd. The touring group is kind of different than the recording group. The recording group is really five of us. One lives in Tampa. The other four of us live in either Baltimore or Washington. And then the touring group is just three of us. So the stuff on the record doesn't sound like the stuff live, really. You know, it's the same songs, but it's a little bit of a different thing.
Yeah.
So.
Would you say this is closer to the touring or the live or the recorded experience or something completely different?
This here tonight?
Yes.
Closer to the live experience, I guess, because these are songs that we do play live, and I'm just, instead of playing a Telecaster, I'm playing an acoustic guitar. So for me, it's roughly the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other two guys kind of rotate on keyboards or drums and different instruments. They're the ones moving around a lot. I get to pretty much stand still and you know, do the troubadour routine. So for me, the only real difference is I'm sitting down tonight as opposed to standing up. So, and I played a couple shows sitting down, and it's weird. But this is actually not weird. This is actually feels pretty natural. I didn't think it would, especially being at the office. And it actually feels pretty normal.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Well, you have a soothing voice. That helps, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I can play another song now. This is actually, if you like.
Please.
This is a song that's a new song, and we play it. And we recorded it for the new record, but it's not going to be on the new record because I think we wanted to work more with arranging it. And a lot of times what happens is you play something live and you like it and it works and it's great and you're really happy playing it. And then you sit down to record it and you have a hard time shaking the live cues that you've done. And I don't like when our records sound like our live set. I think we all do. We get really bored. And so we're working on kind of altering this song in some arrangement way that makes sense to us, and we had enough. We had the songs for the record. We didn't need the song, so this is actually a song that might be on the record after this one, if we can actually find an arrangement of what we like. It's called "The 65-Cent Dinner," and it's actually kind of loosely based on a poet named Weldon Keyes, who was a poet in the 40s and 50s. Kind of an interesting guy, K-E-E-S. If you want to look him up, he's an interesting guy who I think jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge on my birthday, but in 1955, which is neither here nor there, but kind of an interesting postscript. So that's what this is. This is the 65-cent dinner. Overland or park, in ordinary dark, I was saved by man. Introduced me to his helpful staff. I forget this nearly made me laugh.
inside this photograph. No sooner had I heard his prepossessing word, I was handed keys. Take the Audi, there's a shortcut there. Blast the AC, listen, I don't care. Oh, 66146 Bel Air. 65 cent dinners, a song of the past, it read over the mantle at the head of the room. There was once a great poet over the open vast expanse of aqua blue who couldn't resist its sweet call.
That was a 65-cent dinner. Any more questions?
None at the moment.
Okay. All right, I can play another song. Let me just change tunings again.
All right. Anything you want to bring up while you're on the air?
No. I we were talking about this before. I just want to hype. One of my favorite places, AS220 in Providence, Rhode Island. Say some nice things about AS220. They deserve all the people that can go there. I know you're about an hour or so away from there, but if you're ever in Providence, AS220 is a great place to see and perform music.
I miss it a lot, and you'll I think be pleasantly surprised next time you go there. It's been fully remodeled probably since the last time. And
I was there. I was there the last time we were there, and it was astonishing.
Did you have a taco?
What did I have? I had something. I know I had a few beers, but I don't remember what I had. I know I did eat something. I just don't remember what it was, but it was good. And it's so nice that a space like that is doing so well.
Yep.
Because absolutely. It really is in the best possible way out of the mainstream. And it's able to be sort of experimental but accessible. It's just great.
Yeah.
And other things in that neighborhood have kind of gone down. You know, there was a bar next door that closed. There was a very fancy restaurant. It's on Empire Street called Empire that closed. And this place just continues to thrive. So
I think they actually took over the bar on Empire Street. It's the new space is pretty huge.
Well, you know, they took over a space on one other side. On the other side, there was like a sports bar that was funny because it was sort of like a softball player with a splinter in his butt, and that was their sign. And that I don't think has been taken over yet, unless they've taken over that too. But no, they definitely expanded, and it was great. I loved it. I it's a great place. Hold on, I guess I should concentrate on what I'm doing. I could talk about ASG20 all night, but we don't have all night. Rare song in normal tuning, normal Spanish tuning. This is actually the title song of our last record, Plastic Explosives. And I'm going to play that. No capo, no strange tunings. It's really quite liberating.
I flew in Saturday, and it's always overcast. Battling middle age, no autobiography. I'm set up at Rumatown. A dark, dingy soundproof room in my heart. Plastic explosives always a last resort. Manifest profile eavesdrop candidate. Perfect one seems like chance in the name of full disclosure. I'm about safety for safety. With no fuse, plastic explosives are as safe as chocolate cake. Oh yeah. Thank you.
Hey, you actually got another fan phone call.
Okay.
During that song from someone who, and actually want to try and squeeze in another song. We've got 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
But who wanted to know where you went to high school.
Uh-oh.
Someone from Montgomery County.
Oh, I went to Churchill, with Winston Churchill. If that means anything.
Not to me, but I guess we'll see if that person calls back.
I went to Churchill. It's in Potomac, Maryland. I went to Churchill, and I also went to Bullis, which is a private school, which I loathed. But my junior and senior years, I went to Churchill, which for high school was fine. High school were not my glory years. I like college a lot better. But
yeah, I think that's a common experience.
Yeah, probably. I think that's probably true. So you want me to play one more song?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is also a new song that probably won't be on the record, but I'm going to try it anyway. It's called The Beverly Boys, and we'll see how this goes. All of us trapped in Eiderdown, helpless slaves to lossless sound. You can hear the difference if you really try. Just sneak a look over the cold gray wall. It's just a suggestion. I resigned to keep in touch with all my messed up friends. This time it's my word.
Yeah, thanks so much for playing.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. It's really fun. And we'll let you know next time we're in Boston or Cambridge.
Yeah, please do.
Or Providence, for that matter.
Absolutely.
But we'll try to make it this spring when the record comes out.
Great. Any final words?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. You know, if I say anything now, it's just going to bring everything down. So let's just keep it, you know. Keep it on a high level, or a relatively high level.
Okay, hang on just a sec then. Stay on the line. You've been listening to the band The Caribbean on Phoning It In. Check them out online at thecaribbeanisaband.com. Check us out online at myspace.com/phoningitin to get all the updates on who's playing when.